USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many top Republican lawmakers are looking to dig deeper now that the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation is public. Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina saying yesterday,
the same team that exonerated her implicated him before the investigation began, and I suspect some members will ask about the coziness between the FBI and the media.
And on Fox News Sunday, he suggested that he might still want to interview Hillary Clinton.
I need to ask her those questions on intent. We know she lied. We know she concealed evidence.
The Inspector General himself, Michael Horowitz, will testify in a Senate hearing today and a House hearing tomorrow. A shooting that wounds 22 at a New Jersey arts festival Sunday being called the result of a neighborhood beef. One of the suspects is dead. Two others are hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
At least five people are dead after a high-speed Border Patrol chase in South Texas as an SUV was fleeing Border Patrol agents and was reportedly going about 100 miles an hour when it flipped in Big Wells, that's southwest of San Antonio. 12 of the 14 people riding in the vehicle were ejected from it. Authorities say the driver and one passenger are U.S. citizens, 12 others, though, illegal immigrants. A man claiming Roundup weed killer gave him cancer is going to trial against the agrochemical giant Monsanto. 46-year-old Dwayne Johnson will today go head-to-head against the company after hundreds of cancer patients have already sued Monsanto. Johnson was a former school groundskeeper who regularly used the product. Last year, over 800 patients sued Monsanto claiming the weed killer gave them cancer, but Johnson's case is the first to go to trial, as his doctors claim he is nearing death. Monsanto insists Roundup does not cause cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Three of the victims in last week's roller coaster derailment in Daytona Beach, Florida, are already considering filing lawsuits. Spectrum News 13 in Orlando is reporting that lawyer Matt Morgan is going to be holding a news conference later today regarding the case. Nine people had to be taken to a hospital when the Sandblaster roller coaster ride derailed at the Daytona Beach Boardwalk on Thursday night. Two riders fell more than 30 feet. The ride had passed inspection just hours before the accident. State investigators still trying to figure out how it happened. A high school in Los Angeles apologizing after images of a student going to school dressed as a Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard surfaces online. School officials say an unidentified freshman was allowed to dress in that attire as part of a history assignment, but he wore the costume for the whole day. Many students say the attire made them uncomfortable. Now they're criticizing the teacher who reportedly equated the Ku Klux Klan to the Black Panther Party. The L.A. Unified School District releasing a statement apologizing for the whole incident, saying an investigation's underway. And Incredibles 2 is giving Pixar its biggest ever opening weekend at the theaters. The new animated film making $180 million in its first week in North America. The sequel also becoming the largest debut ever for a PG-rated movie. And for USA Radio News,